BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris is obsessed with the lyrics to Concrete by Tom Odell. We all get to hear Adele's sick voice. Our mad inventor Colin Furze is back on with some new ridiculous inventions. And Innuendo Bingo is one of the best with the legend that is Tom Kerridge.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Morning. So this is Thursday on Radio 1, and this morning we are the soundtrack to a lot of people getting their A-level results. Stressful time, right?
Yeah, well stressful. I remember it well.
What do you remember?
I remember being really, really, really nervous because I had a funny time during my A-levels as well. Like, I actually managed to smash my hand up one night, so couldn't write some of my A-levels. Ended up having to speak some of them.
What?
And someone else had to write them for me. This was all after a stupid night out.
Well done to you.
And so I really, really struggled to work out what my A-level results were going to be. It really could have been anything, because I'd revised a fair bit. But also, I had managed to injure myself.
Right, so you had a smashed up hand. So what happened? Someone came round and you had to speak your A-levels.
I had to basically speak a couple of my exams. It was, honestly, it was a really stressful time. I remember this day so well because I really wanted to get the right grades to go to the university I wanted. It is stressful. Yeah. It is nerve-wracking.
Of course. And I know a lot of you listening this morning are in this situation right now. So stay with us. Text us if you need. We're here. It's all going to be fine. 81199. We'll start off with Taylor Swift and Jonas Blue on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
If you are about to go to work, hi. If you're getting your A-level results today, oof, hi.
If you're off to work, quick fly check. We've not done this week, have we? Oh. Always worth doing. I was in a bad situation yesterday.
Why?
Running back from the toilet here at Radio 1 to try to be back in time for when a song was finishing, and didn't realise I'd gone through the whole office and no one has the courtesy to say.
Also, I've just realised my fly is bust on these shorts.
Is it?
Look. Just look at the flies. Look.
No.
Look.
Great. Anyway, quick fly check.
Rubbish.
Just make sure you're all good.
You know, everyone goes on about life hacks now, right?
Yeah.
So, my ex-flatmate had a small barbecue early evening yesterday, and I popped along just for an hour or so.
When you say small barbecue early evening, what are you saying? It was just burgers, was it?
It was.
Yeah.
It was like a low-key job.
Yeah.
Right, but he taught me something amazing. You know the ketchup that rhymes with wines?
Yes.
Right. So that came out. The red sauce, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what on a glass bottle of wines, the ketchup, what number is there on there? Think about it. Some people will know this, some people won't.
On the front of the tomato sauce.
On the front
sauce.
Of the tomato sauce, there is a number. And it seems to be on a lot of those bottles. I think if you get the salad cream, it's the same number.
Is it 1895?
No, it's 57.
57?
Right, look it up now.
Well, what... Is this a magic trick or something?
No, just look at the glass bottle version of the tomato sauce, yeah?
Yeah.
And have a look and check that the number is 57, yeah?
Yes.
It's quite small.
It's 57, yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. You know how it's really hard to get the sauce out of the bottle sometimes? You have to really, really shake it and sometimes it still won't come out?
Mm.
If you gently tap the 57 like this...
On the glass bottle.
That's the sweet spot.
Is it?
And the ketchup will come out.
Oh, does that actually work?
I tried it last night. Yes, it does.
But it's a glass bottle. So what are you saying? You just tap it with a knife or something?
No, you just do it with your finger, like... Just tap the 57, but it has to be where the number is. and it'll come out. It'll flood out.
That's genius. Whilst we're at life hacks, can anyone tell me why no one's invented a burger with cheese in the middle of it that sort of melts as the burger cooks?
Great idea, once again.
If someone could do that, that would be an amazing, amazing thing.
So we'll leave that with you, thanks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Carl in Worcester. Mills, that tomato sauce hack is incredible. I'm going to try it in my barbecue later. Yeah, just tap the 57. Out it comes.
It's the sweet spot.
It's the sweet spot there. By the way, mate, your burgers already exist in a big way.
Oh, we're getting many messages about it.
I've never seen such a text reaction at this early in the morning.
You say that. There is a difference, though, between a burger with cheese in it and what some people are suggesting, which is like 2/4 pounders sealed with cheese in the middle.
No, that's, yeah, that's different.
Or how about this? I just love hearing good food, right? Scott, Chris, I make my own burgers with cheese in, but a local fish and chip shop in King's Lynn sells a double decker, and that is lush. It's two burgers with cheese in between, dropped in the batter mix and fried.
That is absolutely the worst thing you could ever eat, but that, it
sounds
lush.
That's from Damien there. Wow.
But people are saying that they do burgers with cheese in supermarkets. I've never seen that. Morning, Laura.
Morning, Chris. Hi, Scott.
Hi, are you okay?
Yeah, well, I'm a bit nervous, but yeah, I'm okay.
I can tell you're nervous. It's A-levels today, right?
It is, yeah.
What are you waiting for?
I'm terrified. So I'll find out if I get into uni at 8 o'clock, and then I can go and get my results at 9, yeah.
Okay, what's your preferred uni?
Lancaster.
Okay, and whereabouts do you live?
I live in North Yorkshire now, like near Darlington, so it's not really that far away for a uni, but I'm still just terrified to see if I've got in or not.
And then how do you get the results? Is it text or is it... How does it work?
You log on to UCAS and the words come up saying if you've got in or not. That's the bit I'm most scared
of. Oh, it's crazy, isn't it? It's just like, bang, there it is.
Awful.
Yeah. It's like 1 minute you don't know and then bam, there it is.
How do you think you've done?
Honestly, I don't know. I've got no clue, which I think is what's stressing me out more, to be honest. Because if I knew that I'd done badly, I could just accept my fate. But no, I've got absolutely no clue.
I really feel for you.
You're nearly there.
I've only got... I woke up and turned my radio on and you're playing Bastille. And I thought, well, that's a good sign because I love Bastille. So I thought, right, maybe I'm in the luck. But yeah, it's just the waiting now.
I know. Listen, well, I hope we've provided some kind of like light relief this morning.
Good luck, mate.
The cheeseburger chat's making me feel hungry now, so I might go and get a bit of breakfast.
Yeah, do that. Okay. Listen, good luck today. Let us know how you get on.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Bit tired this morning, so this is probably the time of the show where we, as we often do, pledge our love to Becky Hill.
Yeah, I hear that song. That song makes me strangely emo.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of songs that have that kind of sound around at the moment.
Yeah, that is the sound at the moment.
And I think this is the best one of them. I love it. I mean, we obviously say how much we love Becky Hill and her voice, but that song is stunning.
Just, you've got a follow from her now, so why are you still doing this?
Because I mean it.
I know you do.
I really do. I really think she's awesome.
We love you, Becky. Love you, Becky. That is Becky Hill and Matoma. And that is a great song, False Alarm, on BBC Radio 1. Okay, Magic Mark is out in a minute with Christine and the Queens and also All Time Low, and we will get one of our listeners on to play Real or No Real just after 7 this morning. Hey, it's an Innuendo Bingo Day. It doesn't feel like it at the moment, but it is because Thursday. So just after 9... All right, Chief. Tom Kerridge off of Being a Chef and being on TV is on Innuendo Bingo today.
Also, I think he's just a bit of a legendary Innuendo Bingo player now.
Yeah.
He's dropped a few innuendos in his time on TV, but he loves the game and he plays well.
He's one of the... he's like a regular now. Tom Kerridge will be on just after 9 on the Radio and Breakfast Show.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, Kajal.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good, are you okay?
A little bit nervous for today. I mean, results, but hopefully I should be all right.
Have you got A-level results today?
I do.
What time?
So around 8 o'clock I'll get them.
Oh, stress. Oh.
So you're up early. Have you had a stressy breakfast?
I have. So I've had a bit of porridge, but yeah, still kind of scared, not going
to
lie.
I reckon you're going to go again though, aren't you? You're going to have another breakfast just to fill the gap.
Yes, be like a hobbit and have a second breakfast.
Yeah, and you phoned in here. So yeah, you're passing the time at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, pretty much. Just killing time.
So how do you think you're going to do?
Genuinely don't know. I thought my exams went okay, but now the day's actually come. I'm just very, very confused and very, very scared.
Oh, don't be scared. You don't need to be scared because, Scott, as you always say,
it's all going to be fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that make you feel better?
Kind of, yeah. Thank you.
So what are you expecting in results today? Like, what subjects?
So chemistry and maths, and I need A's in both of them.
Okay. What do you want to do next?
Chemistry with French as a joint degree.
French chemistry?
Oh!
Yeah.
Jazzy.
Chemistry's hard enough without having to do it in French.
Yeah. I don't know why I chose it, but, you know.
That's incredible.
Kajal, listen, there's an exam results mm-hmm. helpline. So if things don't go quite the way you want them to, you should give them mm-hmm. a call. It's free and it's from 8 o'clock this morning and it's 0808 100 8000. Didn't you call this number, Chris?
Yeah, that's what I did. Basically, if you don't get the grades that you want or expecting, you just give the number a call. I did this because I was stressing because I didn't get... I think I wanted to go to Leeds Uni. I think that was my first choice. I couldn't get into Leeds Uni because I didn't quite have the grades. Luckily, got onto this line and they somehow managed to fix it up with Southampton for me.
Yes.
And that ended up being the best thing for me in the end. No offence, Leeds.
So it's 0808 100 8000. Anyone can use this. It's free from landlines and some mobiles. Check with your phone operator for details. Anyway, Kajal, right, let's take your mind off things by playing Real or No Real, shall we?
Yes, definitely.
Here's your first fact.
Niall Horan's LA neighbours have complained to their local council after the pop star installed a One Direction-themed crazy golf course in his garden.
Oh, Scott, does that make you jealous?
A little bit, yeah. I love crazy golf.
No, I just mean for the fact... Look what he's trying to get put in his garden. And he's having trouble with the neighbours, but it's for a golf course, not...
I know.
Not just a small extension to the shed.
All I want to do with the shed is go
turn
up a bit.
And turn it into a gym, yeah. Yeah, what's their problem?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, especially as the neighbours are always out having barbecues, you were telling me the other day.
Well, here's the thing. I've got new neighbours now. The old lady that lived there before really objected to the new shed. But I think the new couple will be much more understanding.
But you were saying they barbecue a bit too much. Weren't you?
I wouldn't say too much. They're just much more sociable than the previous neighbour.
Quite noisy, though.
No, they're not noisy. They're not noisy.
Quite noisy, though.
They're not. They just like a social occasion much more.
So why is he trying to get a One Direction-themed crazy golf course? Is this going to become a tourist attraction, do you reckon, Kajal?
I think it probably will be. And plus, he's probably a dedicated member to One Direction. And maybe he's a fanboy himself.
Can you be a fanboy of your own band? I suppose you can.
Yes, he's got to be a fanboy. He's probably just listening to What Makes You Beautiful in the Morning, like, yes, I made this.
Is Niall single?
He's been spotted on some dates.
Right, so possibly single then, I would suggest. Well, maybe that's why he's building the crazy golf course. Classic date location,
I don't think he's got like a full-on girlfriend at the moment, no.
Yeah, I used to use the crazy golf course at Topgolf in Watford as a date location.
What, you take them to Topgolf?
Yeah, but not the driving range bit, the crazy golf bit.
Oh, I see.
The adventure golf.
You had dates there, did you?
Yeah, of course, everyone did. But the problems come with crazy golf when you're doing that because you're still as competitive as normal golf. You still want to win. But the crazy side of crazy golf means that it makes it very difficult, even against the poorest players.
Also, crazy golf.
Oh,
not crazy.
You say that. Yeah, it's the word crazy. It's a bit rubbish. I think they call it like adventure golf now.
Okay.
But there's nothing worse than when your ball drops in the fountain, is there?
I agree. So have Niall Horan's LA Neighbours kicked off because he wants to do a crazy golf course, One Direction themed, in his garden in LA? Real or no real?
Real.
Yeah, I can see the Neighbours are going to kick off about this kind of thing. They're probably not One Direction fans. I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
No.
Aww.
Niall has not installed a One Direction themed crazy golf course in the garden at his new pad in Los Angeles. But his neighbours are very annoyed at him after he had an olive tree removed from his garden. You can't who olive trees. He uprooted a 100-year-old tree. They are not happy.
Oh, dear.
I reckon, though, if he did a few autographs, it's like, yeah, it's fine.
He'll be able to sort anything with either finance or...
buy them out.
Or tickets or something.
Carl Jordy, you're okay to stay there? We're going to play a bit more Real or No Real in a minute.
Yeah, that's cool. That's fine.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're with Carl Jordy on Radio 1. Good morning.
Morning.
Waiting for your A-level results today?
Yes, I am.
All going to be fine.
I really hope so.
Here's your next Real or No Real fact.
Bayesian pop songstress Rihanna likes to cover her face in large till receipts as a method of disguise.
Now, how's she getting the till receipts then? Is this just a big shop? She's gone and done a big shop and keeps the receipts and puts them on her face. And like, what's the method of attachment? I can't even imagine this. Is this like a seer situation where it's like string around the head and then almost curtains hanging around, but it's receipts?
A massive receipt from the big shop at Waynesbury's.
Yeah. What are you imagining, Cardinal?
I don't think she could do that. She's got too much class to do that. If she has, then I'll be a little bit disappointed, but I wouldn't be surprised.
But how? I can't even imagine what this looks like. This is paper on the face. It's a bit like, do you remember papier-mâché?
Hey!
I can't remember how you say that. I seem to remember doing it at school. You know where you have to put layers of
say
paper?
Again?
Papier-mâché.
That's not what it's called.
Well, what is it?
What do you think, Cardinal?
So in French, it's papier-mâché.
Papier-mâché, not papier-mâché.
Oh, papier-mâché.
How embarrassing for your mum, who's a French teacher.
Well, no, it's an English thing, isn't it? Papier-mâché. Anyway, no, do you remember what
clues
that was?
The clue's in the name.
Oh.
A French name there.
Oh, well, why were we doing that at school? Do you remember it? It was bits of paper on a balloon. Like wet bits of paper on a balloon. Pop the balloon and you got yourself a papier-mâché head.
I imagine
Rihanna to look like.
Is that still on?
Yes.
Rihanna is one of the most recognisable faces in the world. If you put a Sainsbury's receipt on her head, she's still going to look like Rihanna with a Sainsbury's receipt on her head.
It's a poor disguise. She needs comedy glasses and a comedy nose and a comedy moustache. Look like one of those characters of Guess Who.
Cardinal, do you reckon this is real or not?
I don't think it's real. No real.
Chris?
What a ridiculous disguise. But it's the kind of thing I can imagine her trying. So I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yes. True, Rihanna was recently spotted in a McDonald's restaurant in Zurich with her face covered in receipts and a pair of sunglasses to try and hide her identity. Not okay, hon.
I've just been shown a video of it.
Not okay.
It's crazy. Obviously, she's been recognised because someone's videoing her. She's got a receipt going through the glass. It's a big old till receipt there. With the number of her order on. You know, like when you're waiting, number 85. Ridiculous.
And finally,
75% of text messages sent in the Olympic Village in Rio are sent between the hours of 11:30 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Hello.
Hiya.
See what's going on there, Cardinal?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they've had a long, stressful day, and they want nothing more than to lie in bed late at night and message each other.
Yes.
Why? I mean, they see each other most of the time anyway. I mean, I'd just conk out and sleep. But
I would.
Whatever floats their boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually. If I'd done a long run, I'd feel tired enough to have an early night.
Yeah, but we're not athletes. Imagine being a young athlete with a lot of energy.
Do they have access to the internet in the Olympic Village? Do they, or is it shut off? I was wondering this the other day.
What, were you really?
Yeah.
What, they're not allowed to have the internet?
No,
it's not,
I just
it's not
know,
Big Brother.
I didn't know what the rules are. It's like, it's not Big Brother.
Why would not be allowed to have the internet? Weirdo.
I just thought maybe it's distracting.
No, they're allowed.
What?
No. Fine. I wondered if that would explain the increased activity around that time, just because they've got nothing else to do. So for entertainment, they're texting each other.
No, they are allowed definitely to use the internet.
Fine.
Yeah.
So they're allowed the internet, Cardrell.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know, cheating mechanism?
Well, how are they going to cheat?
I don't know. I mean, just be like, okay, I'm going to take one step forward when I do the 100-metre race, and they'll be like, oh, psych.
What, they're Googling how-to videos about how to do 100 metres?
Yeah, they want to...
Yes.
Yeah, so the Olympic organisers want to crack down on that kind of thing, right. Scott, because...
You two have got such a weird idea of what's happening in the Olympic Village. 75% of text messages are sent in the Olympic Village between the hours of 11:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Real or no real?
Real.
75%? That's massive. Yes, I can see why. I'm going to go real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
What?
But it has been revealed that use of the dating app that rhymes with Judge Rinder has more than doubled in the Olympic Village, with the use of the app rising by 129% across the weekend.
Wow.
Yes.
Good fact.
At the end of that round, real or no real?
Cardrell, I'm afraid it's a bit of a disappointing result. You didn't get any points, but I got 10. Quite low scoring.
Congratulations.
Did you have fun?
I did have a lot of fun, thank you.
Listen, good luck with your results today.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
I know it's all going to be fine. Actually, text me back when you know.
Definitely will.
Have a good day.
You too.
And don't forget that number if you need it, OK? 0808 100 8000. It's free exam results helpline, OK?
OK, thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Have you ever called in sick to work?
I'm not sure.
Not here.
Oh, not here.
I mean, previously.
Well, yeah, of course. What for, do you mean, for fake reasons?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
I want to hear.
I've been sick before.
Right. Do your best ill voice. Okay. Imagine I'm your employer.
I have done the ill voice to you before.
Have you?
100%. Yeah.
Have you?
Not like for taking a day off here, just for where I've bailed on something.
What, so you've bailed on me with ill voice?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what it was, but the only reason I've done that is because I'm fairly convinced you've done that to me before.
Okay,
be honest.
Do ill voice.
Be honest.
Now. I haven't.
Oh, no, because... Yeah,
go on,
because it's
let's
like
hear accents.
It. The problem is my ill voice sounds... I worry it's going to sound like a different type of voice.
No, go on.
Oh, Scott, I can't... Oh. I can't... Yeah. Don't worry, everyone's looking at me now. Like, this was my idea. I don't want to do this now.
Okay, no, do it again. Go again.
Oh, Scott.
No, that's... Okay, right. So hear Adele's best ill voice on Entertainment News at 7:40. She is actually ill. She had to cancel a show in Arizona.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Sinead, tell me about poorly Adele.
Oh, poor thing. She's got a cold, much like me, actually. But it's meant she's had to cancel a show in Phoenix, Arizona. So she left a message on Twitter for fans. And like we know she is ill, but it's that whole thing of proving and sounding as ill as you can be. So here's a little taster.
Hello, everyone. Specifically, everyone in Phoenix, in Arizona.
Yeah, because, you know, she can't pronounce words properly.
Specifically?
So it's quite convincing, though, the sort of quiet voice, almost crying, and she's got not got any makeup on, which is always a key if you're a girl.
Hello, everyone.
It is a good sick voice.
Oh, it would have been wicked if she'd broken into song there, wouldn't it?
Hello, everyone.
It's me. I was wondering.
So she carries on explaining what's happened.
I can't do my show tonight, my second show here. I'm really, really sorry. I've had a cold for a couple of days. And I've been pushing through it, and I did my show last night, and I loved it, but I pushed too hard, and my cold has gotten the better of me, and as you can hear, even if I did the show, it wouldn't be very good.
This might be me tomorrow, by the way. I might have pushed a bit too hard with the entertainment news.
Touch
so,
the
yeah.
Adele's. I'd pay twice as much to see Adele perform with a cold. Like the full set
with
the tissue notes and everything.
With a tissue up her sleeve. Hey,
it'd be hilarious.
So she says she'll be back to do the show another day. Meanwhile, at the previous Phoenix gig, some fans felt she threw some shade in Bieber's direction during her between song bants. So according to a number of Twitter accounts, she said, "I truly love my fans, not like those teeny boppers who say they love their fans but really don't."
Teeny boppers?
Teeny boppers. She obviously doesn't mention Bieber by name there, but there's lots of speculation and people being a little bit annoyed.
Oh, hang on. Callum in Oxford says, if you hang off a chair upside down, it does perfect sick voice.
Oh, that's interesting.
Am I trying this one then, I assume?
Okay,
yeah.
Here we go.
Hang on a second.
We've got a chair over there. Yeah, we've got a chair. Right, lie him down.
Stop.
Oh, wow, he's gone right down. Okay. Okay.
Manhandled. Hello.
No, do normal right, voice, but hang off the chair.
Am I definitely not going to fall over here?
You're fine. Hello. Okay. You're being held. It's fine. Hold his legs, someone, please.
Got them.
Hold his feet.
All right, Scott. It's me. I'm dangling off a chair. It's, oh God, the blood's going to my head.
Keep going.
Hello, Scott. It's me.
No,
it's Chris. This is meant to be my ill voice.
It doesn't work.
It's kind of there. Oh, I need to get back up.
I mean, okay. It's strange, but...
Yeah. Do you know that who did the best sick voice of all time?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember Kelly Rowland? Oh, he's gone. fell off the chair there.
It was the easiest way.
Do you remember Kelly... do you remember Kelly Rowland on X Factor?
No.
Do you remember when she was like, she couldn't judge that week because she was sick and they went to her in Miami? Hang on, I've got it here. Hang on.
Excellent.
Hang on. Best sick voice ever. Here we go.
Kelly, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I'm sorry to ask you this, Kelly, but the name of the act you're sending home tonight, please.
Why do they do this?
This is so hard because I know how bad both of you guys want this. But I see how bad one of you wants it more than the other, and I have to be completely honest.
Oh, God.
The act that I'm sending home is Sophie.
Why did they make her do that? Because she was in Miami. Do you know, it was like 5 years ago. She was in Miami and they're like, she can't be here. That was when Alexandra Burke stepped in. OK.com. Do you remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Hello.
That sounded a bit forced, that one, Kelly Rowland.
I'm really sorry, guys. I can't fly back. I'm so ill.
Okay, so Adele is... she's ill. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Next, Kristen Stewart's been chatting about her relationship with Robert Pattinson. So she said that people wanted me and Rob to be together so badly that our relationship was made into a product. It wasn't real life anymore, and that was gross to me. That's pretty harsh, right?
Yeah.
And then she said, it's not that I want to hide who I am or hide anything I'm doing in my life. It's that I don't want to become part of a story for entertainment value, which of course is something that happens, you know, a lot of couples relationships are entertainment news every single day. But she said she is happier now talking about her relationship with Alicia Cargill because it gives her a chance to represent something really positive.
You don't really hear much of Kristen Stewart though, do you?
No, well, she's not been in many movies since the Twilight saga franchise, whatever. Now, other relationship news though, it looks like Orlando Bloom wants to pop the question to Katy Perry.
Yes.
Lots of reports in the US press overnight that the duo have discussed marriage and kids, and he would like to get engaged before the end of the year.
Oh.
Meanwhile, Tom Hiddleston and Taylor Swift have been reunited in Rhode Island, where their relationship was first discovered by the press.
Here's the thing that I love about Swiftie. Like, if she's into somebody, she will just send that private jet and pick you up from your house.
Is that what happened here?
Yes. Taylor sent her private jet to LA, yes, picked Tom up and flew him to her mansion in Rhode Island before he returned to LA for work commitments yesterday. So there you go.
Yes.
And finally, Niall Horan. Annoying his neighbours by uprooting this 100-year-old olive tree at his LA mansion. So apparently he thought it was blocking light from his house, and neighbours have posted all these pictures of the crane lifting up the tree, and apparently it took hours. I think this must be an Irish thing, though, because my mum tried to kill a tree outside of my mum and dad's house a few years back. She bashed it with her car. And also tried to inject it with poison once.
Well, that's a bit weird.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So that's Irish people in trees in front of houses. They don't like them.
No offence to your mum or anything. That seems a little bit...
No, it is crazy. And now the tree is just growing in like a weird direction. So she didn't manage to actually kill it, much to her disappointment.
Wow.
It's not blocking any light from the house, though.
Excellent.
Car's looking good
as well, I'm really pleased
sure.
I know that. Thanks, Sinead.
Thanks. The Scott
Mills Daily. Hi, Holly.
Hi, Scott.
What's going on in your world today?
Well, I'm a nurse, so I'll be working, and then I'm going to be shopping for Sea Festival because we're going this weekend.
Oh, where do you live? Where do you live?
Bury St Edmunds.
Okay, so you're going to the one in Essex, right?
Yeah, Chelmsford, yeah.
Okay, you can hear it on Radio 1 this weekend. I'm not going this year, but it's good lineup this year.
Normally we go along. It is good. Have you been before?
I went last year, and Murs was the best last year. It was so good.
Who was?
Ollie Murs.
Oh, you love the Murs, don't you?
Oh, of course I do. Who doesn't?
I remember there was one year where Beyonce was on, but she was running late and everyone was starting to get annoyed. And it's incredible how such a massive crowd can start to get angry. You sort of start seeing it sweeping from the front yeah. and makes its way back.
Yeah.
Just people yeah, wanting to see Beyonce. Well. And then she comes on and everything's fine.
I remember being showered. I remember being showered with some kind of liquid while Rudimental were on. I'll never forget that.
Do you remember what liquid it was?
Absolutely not, and I'd rather not know, actually.
Yeah.
Right, so you're shopping. What are you going to get? Some clothes today?
No, just foods, you know, a bit of alcohol, the essentials.
Of course. Mm. Right, you know what happens on Bangers? I pick a song, Chris picks a song, and you get to choose which one is the best anthem, OK? It's totally up to you.
OK. This
is what I've got for you this morning. You can choose either one.
OK.
Like this?
Yeah, I do.
David Guetta, Kid Cudi, Memories. Quite good.
Yeah, this is a banger, this one. You are 2-1 down as well. You need,
I know.
You need a result here. But Holly, I've got such a tune for you today. Zed and Foxy's Clarity. How can you not pick this? This is one of my favourite songs.
Strong.
Choice is all yours, Holly.
Oh my god, they
good
are
ones.
Both really well done, boys. That
thanks.
Is really good.
Thanks.
Okay, well, I have memories with both of them, to be honest. They're both great songs, but I'm gonna have to pick one, obviously, which is the point of why I'm on.
That's right.
Okay, so I do normally go with probably Scott, actually, which not a lot of people say.
Really, one of those.
Oh no.
Oh, no, don't.
What are you
going to
tell me?
But what I'm going to say is I'm going to say that I'm going to go with... Oh, I'm going to go with Chris.
Yeah.
Well.
Enjoy it, Holly. This is such a tune.
Bye.
Okay, I won't take it personally.
3-1.
Bye.
I'm having a mare. I dive into frozen waves where the past comes back to life.
Coming up, Twin Atlantic and Usher on BBC Radio 1 and also G-Eazy. To be fair, I would have picked yours today.
Yeah, and Holly's going to have a great time at V. I saw Foxes perform that at V.
Yeah. Oh, wow, did you?
I think it would have been a couple of years ago. It was such an amazing moment.
Such a great voice. One of the best pop songs in recent times.
Definitely.
You definitely deserve that today. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1, that is Tom O'Dell and Concrete.
I love that song so much.
It is good.
What are the lyrics in it? Does it say rubbing up against my and then they've censored it out?
I think it's rubbing up against mine.
Your
feet rubbing up against mine.
Oh, so the feet are rubbing together.
It is slightly weird lyrics.
I thought a word had been buzzed out.
No.
Like censored on it. I thought it was like, and your feet rubbing up against my...
No,
and the nod of the head.
Baby, it's rare you get explicit lyrics on Tom O'Dell.
I know I'm overthinking it. It's just such a good song. I genuinely love it. And the lyrics as well. Just no sheet. It's yeah. awesome.
It is odd because feet are my least favourite thing. And the idea yeah. of the idea of having someone's feet rubbing up against mine makes me actually want to hurl.
It's not a romantic image,
it's
is not, it?
It's horrible.
Also, is he talking to a girl in that song?
Clearly, yes.
Because at times it sounds like he's ordering a hotel room. Well, do you not think?
I don't want no sheets. No,
and he's happy to sleep on a concrete bed.
Yeah. When was the last time anyone did a song about ordering a hotel room? It's definitely about a girl.
Or maybe, plot twist, maybe he's seeing a maid. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's the best of both worlds. Maybe it's a romantic liaison with someone who works at a hotel.
I just think he's trying to be romantic with a lady there.
No, look, I've got the lyrics. Because I'd sleep... on a bed that's made of concrete, just the two of us and no sheet. He's ordering a hotel room. That's how it sounds.
Right.
Next time I order a hotel room, quite rare, I'm going to use Tom O'Dell lyrics.
Chris, you've got a lovely girlfriend who I love very much also. And I'm not having anyone's feet rubbing up against yours in any hotel room.
I see.
That's
so you'd,
not her.
You'd think the maid on the other end would get the wrong idea. Why would I be connected to a maid anyway? It'd be the reception, surely. I would like to try it, though.
I think it's more a request than you'd ever want to order at a hotel room as well. You just sound really fussy. Because I'm just looking at the lyrics now. It starts off not fussy at all. You're happy to sleep on a bed of concrete. But then the requests start coming in. You want another person in there, no sheet, and their feet rubbing up against yours.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's just try it. Let's call a hotel room.
If you want, yeah.
Yeah, I'm up for it. Let's try this.
Okay, I'll find you a hotel number before you decide to change your mind.
No, I think this is good. This is good.
Okay, give me 3 minutes. I'll find a number. The Scott Mills Daily. My friend Chris here is obsessed. Obsessed with Concrete by Tom O'Dell. And we now find ourselves in a situation where he thinks it's a great idea to call a hotel and try and get a room using the lyrics of Concrete by Tom O'Dell.
Which bit of the UK are we calling then, Scott? Where's the hotel?
We're going east today, Norwich. Norwich area.
This is such a stupid idea.
Bring them quick. Oh, you came up with it.
I know.
Connecting you now. Is this a good idea? I feel like we're wasting their time, potentially.
Oh, we can put the room if you want. Get your card ready.
Good morning, Best Western Brook Hotel. Don speaking. How can I help?
Hello there. I was just inquiring about staying at your hotel.
Right. When's it for?
Possibly tonight. Maybe tomorrow.
Let's have a look.
I'm just keen to get me into my hotel room.
Right. Let's have a look. Are you looking for... I haven't got any doubles tonight. I've got twins tonight.
How many pillows on each bed? Are there more... Lots more pillows I could ever use, or
I mean, if you had a twin room, you'd have two pillows on your bed and two pillows on another bed.
I think they call it luxury, that. Are the beds quite springy?
They are, yes. Yes, they're very comfortable. We never have any complaints about our beds.
It doesn't make a difference to me, though.
Oh, that's all right, then.
Because I'd sleep on a bed that's made of concrete.
All right.
Just the two of us and no sheet.
That doesn't sound very comfortable, though.
Just your feet.
Okay.
Rubbing up against mine.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. Fine. So how much is this room?
So for two nights, it would be £210, and that includes breakfast.
210.
210, yes, sir.
Is that cash or can I pay over the phone?
You can pay over the phone or cash when you get here. That's not a problem.
Cool. And you can provide all of that?
I can, yes.
Awesome. Brilliant. I'll call you back if that's okay.
Okay, sir, that's fine. Thank you.
Thank you. She's gone?
Yeah, she's gone.
You see what I mean, though? It does work for ordering a hotel room.
She was very obliging, to be fair.
Yeah.
Helpful. Right, call her back now, straight away, and tell her you don't need that room in Norwich tonight, please.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I think you might have got yourself more than a hotel room there, you know what I mean?
It did sound it. The Scott Mills
Daily. Well, that was really weird. That really should have come with some kind of cringe warning, that call, but we didn't know how it was going to go.
Yeah, well, how did you think it was going to play out?
I didn't know.
Tom O'Dell lyrics.
Holly in Ipswich says... that was so cringe. I feel a bit sick.
Yeah,
I can understand that you would feel like you might bomb. Also, ordering extra pillows, you need to be careful about that.
Why? Code for something?
Yeah.
Is it?
In some places,
is
apparently.
It?
Yeah, apparently an extra pillow means something else.
If you bring down and ask for an extra pillow, it's...
Yeah, don't do that.
Unless you want to, obviously. Yeah.
Someone says, my teeth are hurting, it was so cringe.
Also, enough of the feet chat.
Ah, it's wretched, I hate it. Hello, Radio 1.
Hiya, Chris, it's Laura, you spoke to me earlier, I'm back.
Hello, it's
Hello.
Scott, actually.
Scott's here as well.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, hi, Scott as well.
Yeah, that's okay,
it's
hon.
His name above the doors, you've got to be careful with these kind of things.
The jingles say Scott Mills, but don't worry about it on this occasion.
You're massively offended, but you've got bigger things going on. What's going on?
We spoke to you earlier about your exams, right?
Yeah, I was just ringing to tell you that I actually got into Lancaster. I'm so happy.
Yes! Well done.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm absolutely buzzing. I'm just getting ready for college now. It's taken me about 10 minutes to put my eyeliner on because I was shaking so much.
Oh, love you. You're so cute. So you got into Lancaster, right?
I did, yeah, to do maths.
Okay, but you don't know, do you know your A-level results yet?
No, that's I have to go into college to go and get like the actual letters and you know what I actually got. So yeah, but it'll be good to see what everyone got.
Yeah, loads of people are in this situation right now where you know if you have or you haven't got your first offer, I think it is on UCAS, and then you've got to go in and get the grades. So there'll be lots of people who know that they haven't got their first choice uni as well. So we'll be going and find out what grades they got and then work it out from there.
Yeah, so we're all. I'm absolutely. My heart's breaking for them. Good luck to everyone that's done that. That must be so scary.
It was nice to speak to you earlier because I think it kind of distracted you for a bit.
Oh yeah, it did. Well, I've been awake since about 5:30. I was just lying in bed, and then after I spoke to you, all the texts came through from my friends, so that gave me a bit of a distraction as well. So yeah, that was nice.
Oh, good for you,
Lancaster Uni, then, right?
Yes, yeah, starting October. Woo, bring it on.
We'll probably see you there in Freshers.
Yeah.
Are you going there for Freshers?
Maybe.
Well, we could.
My God, please do. I'll come and see you. I'll be like, oi, oi, we spoke before.
Hello. Okay, I've got one thing to say for you getting into Lancaster. Do you want to know what it is?
Go on.
Yes! Yes, Gaga!
Yes! Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. So many people are texting today saying they've got their results. Robin Norfolk, hey, Scott, hey, Chris, got into Newcastle to study agriculture. Can I get a yes? Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Lucy says, oh, yeah. Epic. Lucy says, I got into the University of York to do film and TV production. It's my actual dream come true. Please come to our freshers. Can I get a yes? Yes, yes, Lucy, you can.
Yes!
Massive day for a lot of people today. Nearly 300,000 of you are getting your A-level exam results. And obviously that can be exciting, as we've just witnessed, but also it can be pretty uncertain time as well.
It's hard right now if you know that you haven't got the place that you're after and you're waiting on grades and stuff like that. It's exactly the position I was in. It's tricky, it's frustrating, but it can all be sorted.
Yeah, and at the moment, like if you didn't get what you want, it can probably feel, it's pretty horrible. But maybe you did get the grades you needed, or perhaps things didn't go exactly as planned, or you just might not be sure what to do next. Regardless of the situation, let me tell you something. It's all going to be fine. Don't worry. There is an exam results helpline, which is available right now, and anyone can use this. And it is free from landlines and from some mobiles, so you might want to check with your phone operator. The number is 0808 100 8000. And it's open every day, even on the weekends, until the end of August.
Go again with the number. Let's I'm sure people are getting phones out.
Write this down. So, 0808 100 8000. Write it down, put it in your phone. There's advice there from qualified careers advisors. These people know what they're talking about, and they give you information on UCAS course vacancies at various colleges and unis. They'll give you information on clearing and confirmation.
Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah. I called this number and
it all worked out
good for me. I wanted to go to Leeds Uni. I didn't quite get the grades. I think I needed 3 Bs or something, and I got a B and 2 Cs. And I ended up at Southampton.
So you listened to Radio 1 and you heard us giving out the number and you called the number?
Yeah, just give the number a call.
What did they say? Was it useful?
Yeah, they ended up helping me get through clearing.
Yeah.
And, I think it's just really hard if you haven't got the results and there's an immediate worry, but it can very quickly be sorted.
They'll give you advice as well about apprenticeships or employment if you're looking to go into that, or volunteering. Mm. Honestly, they're there to help. So give them a call, 0808 100 8000. Daily. Charlotte in Norfolk's been on saying, hey Mills, can you send a massive congratulations to my little brother Charlie, who got fantastic results and is off to study engineering in Leeds. We're all so proud of him. Could he please get a small yes?
I have got a small one. If you said small, so
yes,
yeah,
small yes there.
Or you can have a
yes,
yes,
yes, Gaga.
Yes! Well done, Charlie.
Yes,
the Scott Mills Daily.
And now let's catch up with the show's very own mad inventor, Colin Furze. Hi, Colin.
How we doing?
Good. Have you been beavering away for months in your shed again, inventing things?
Of course I have. That's what I do.
And what's the latest thing, Colin?
So the latest thing we've got is my 360 swing. Now, I kind of asked myself, I don't know why I built this, because I'm not really good with fair rides. I hate fair rides, to be honest with you. Swinging and things like that, you know, boats make me sick, and I'm not too keen on going upside down. So I've made this swing where you can swing all the way over. So, like, you know, rather than having chains and stuff like that, so you can just keep going all the way over.
So instead of the swing going back and forth and back and forth, it goes all the way over the top.
Yes, but it's not as, I mean, it looks terrifying. Everyone's like put comments on YouTube video, like, oh my god, because there's no straps or harnesses or anything on it. You just kind of hold on. But it's quite a mellow experience.
It sounds dangerous.
Yeah. I don't want to fall off here, and I wouldn't want to like let go as well. Unless you could get the timing right, then you might be able to fly off into like a bouncy castle or something like that.
You're on my word, I've just seen the video.
Yeah, you're a health and safety nightmare. The thing is about this swing that you've built as well, is it's just in your back garden. I mean, what are the neighbours saying about this?
Oh my god.
It's massive.
Well, luckily, the house next to me is empty. So that's empty, although it's going to be rented out at some point. So there's somebody out there who's going to be my future neighbour, which is quite weird.
Imagine them looking around the house.
Yeah. I'd love to see the estate agent explain that. Yeah, there's a mad boat next door.
Well, at the moment, if they come and view it, there's this lemon swing in the back garden. So it's not like they can't even mention it. It's like, oh, what's this construction I see out the rear window?
I've just seen it, right? I thought this was going to be a small thing. It's massive.
Yeah, well, you know, it's go big or go home or whatever they say, don't they?
Are you 9.5 metres from the ground when you reach the top?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You don't want to fall off it. It will hurt.
A lot.
Yeah. But it's cool, you know. It's good. It's a masterful piece of engineering. I'm quite pleased with it.
It's worrying me there's nothing to hold you in there.
No, but you kind of nip your feet in between two bars, and there's obviously some handlebars you'd hold on to, and you kind of pinch your knees round it, sort of thing. So you kind of hug it, really.
That's worse than any fairground ride I've been on, and I hate them.
Yeah. As a very quick summary of what you've created before, Colin, do you just want to list some of the things you've made?
Well, we've got hoverbike, 360 swing, liquid nitrogen, palm-mounted freeze blasters, Wolverine claws, thermite launcher, underground bunker, fastest mobility scooter, jet bike, jet cart, turbo barbecue, actually, a jet engine barbecue. What else is there? A turkey spinner. It cooks turkeys and spins round. A toaster knife, so it, as you cut the bread, it toasts. A soup-making vacuum cleaner and all sorts of stuff.
You said hover bike there, Colin. What's the crack with that?
Oh, the hover bike. This was, I'm not sure if this was genius or fluke. I've got like these two engines and put propellers on them and basically like lashed them to a frame I made and actually made a bike which hovers on the ground. It is quite tricky to control, but to all intents and purposes, it is a hover bike.
Yeah. Scott, is there anything that you want building?
Well, I want one of the hover bikes because I've just seen it in action. Chris, have you seen this?
Oh my god!
He's hovering in the air on a bike.
You're all over the place on it.
Yeah, it's a bit of a handful. There are some tweaks to be made to it.
You're hovering in the air. That's incredible.
Yeah. So, and I've still got my legs.
Colin's going to go down as one of the greatest inventors ever.
I know.
Scott.
And he was on our show.
Yeah. What's now? I'm trying to think what I can get you to make. Like. The tricky thing is...
Well, I need to make something that I can bring to you and use, and the producers and the BBC won't go, you're not bringing that in here.
Yes.
So we need to think of something which is brilliant and cool, but is semi-safe, and then I can actually...
Yeah,
then
that's
you can use it on air.
At the moment.
I've got an idea. Colin, Chris has got a new house, right?
All right.
And he's got literally nothing in it at the moment. All he's bought is a barbecue, nothing else. So I'm just wondering if it's something cool that you could make for maybe his house that you'd be able to bring in here, but is still... pretty amazing.
I'd like something that can allow me to eat toast in the shower.
Do you want to be able to eat toast in the shower? Do you want to be able to cook it in the shower? But then I suppose your health and safety bells are ringing again now, aren't they?
That sounds, I mean, there's people around here looking concerned at even the idea of... but then you figure those things out, don't you, Colin?
Do you know as well, I'm sure people will text in ideas.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because we have a very
creative...
Yeah,
if we can get people to come up with ideas then that I can do, that's either for Chris's house or for you to use, it's not going to kill you.
Okay, cool.
And then we'll have a crack and then I can bring it in and then you can have a go on it.
The Radio 1 listeners are very creative. This won't be a problem for them. Right, we're going to get a date and we're going to get something that you can bring in here, Colin, and we can test out that isn't going to be really dangerous.
Yep, I'm looking forward to this.
We've been saying it for ages. We're going to make it happen.
Do it. Come on, people. Think of something.
Love you, bye.
Stay
safe out there. Thank you, our show inventor, Colin Firth. Thank you, Colin.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There are many TV chefs, but our favourite of all the chefs is Tom Kerridge. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you, my friend. I'm all right.
It's so good to see you. You're basically, well, you are a friend of the show now. Have been for some time.
And I love it.
The best chef.
Yeah.
In the world.
Thanks, Chris. Is that you've moved fairly close? Are you after a table?
Always.
hard to get a table in Tom's restaurant, of course. What I do like, Tom Kerridge, is that you are becoming, like some of the best chefs, you're becoming like a proper empire now. Very successful TV shows, very successful restaurant. You've got kitchenware coming out.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I think it's because it's all about foundations. You just try to be true and honest to yourself, and we just try and work really hard. I've been a chef for 25 years, so it's not like overnight success. It's just being honest to the, I suppose, the ethos that you set out in the first place, and I think everybody else kind of buys into that.
But it so must be weird, because obviously you've been a chef for so long, but people really know you now.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I think because I suppose when you're a chef as an 18-year-old, not many chefs as 18-year-olds know quite where they're going or what they're doing, or they can't focus on, I suppose, that it must be the same with musicians or, you know, anybody else, that you start off on a journey and I think you mature at an age where you're quite happy where it is and everybody else kind of knows what you're doing then.
So are you cool with the level that you're at now, or is, I mean, what is next for someone like yourself? Surely it's world domination.
World domination would be quite nice, but just done really politely, I think.
that's the difference with you.
This is the difference.
Because there's so many chefs, but there's a lot of, I suppose, what you deem celebrity chefs.
Yeah.
Right? So it must be very hard sometimes to kind of forge what is your difference in things. But you do that.
Yeah.
But in a very sort of nice, everyone loves you.
Well, we kind of grow with the staff. So we're in an industry, it's really transient, you know, the catering industry, people working it whilst they're doing something else. You know, it's a job to pay, you know, the rent before they get their movie career going or something. You know, it's one of those. But we're very fortunate that we've had people that have been with us for ages. And all those people that grow, and the more that they grow, the more that we can grow. So it's not, there's nothing worse than the idea of me opening somewhere and then not having any staff. It's all about the key people that grow with us.
I think the reason people like you is because you are like super friendly and just really warm. Would you ever think about maybe like changing your character and going a little bit rogue on TV?
Every now and then I consider it, and then I think, no, I don't think it would do good for business. I like the honesty. The honest part of it is that I'm quite happy doing what I'm doing, but I'd also be quite happy. One of the best days of my life was last year, where I was delivering some sculpture for my wife. She's an artist, and I had a white van for 2 days. I was just driving around London with my dog sat in the passenger seat and Radio 1 on, with the window down, delivering stuff. Yeah. It was just the best. I love it. It's just like I'm a white van man of chefs.
Have you ever seen the clip Gordon Ramsay Idiot Sandwich?
No, but I do like the sound of it already.
Right, so this is what I think you need to do more of, Tom. Right, so he's shouting in someone's face, right? Like right in their face, but he's holding a piece of white bread to each of their ears.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
What are you?
An idiot sandwich.
Idiot sandwich what?
An idiot sandwich.
I'm an idiot sandwich.
What are you?
It's one of my favourites. My favourites. He's actually holding a piece of bread to their ear. What are you?
That's incredible when you hear it like that and then see your reaction to it. You two are very different characters.
What are you?
An idiot sandwich.
Idiot sandwich what?
An idiot sandwich, Chef Ramsay.
There's a crowd and everything. Loving
Why is there
it?
A crowd?
I love that.
Yeah.
You know what you need? I think now that you're, you know, a proper celebrity, I think with the big pop stars, a good way of getting publicity is to create beef. Not your type of beef, but to have this kind of stuff going on, like Bieber and Selena. Do you know, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it's unlike you, but who would you like to start a fight on in the chefing world?
Oh.
Over a hog roast.
Over a hog roast. Let me think.
Yeah, he's too nice, see?
I'm just trying to think. Who's like anti-Tom?
Which one do you don't like?
Who's the anti-Tom? Yeah. It's got to be someone... So someone who's the complete opposite of me. Someone who cooks like really, really healthy.
Lorraine Pascal.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. We'll
seems a bit of an unfair fight, though.
Right, listen. We're gonna play Marnie Williams and Sigala and Blonde.
What are you?
An idiot sandwich.
And then we will get to Tom Kerridge innuendo bingo in minutes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
TV chef Tom Kerridge is here with us. Tom, I've got to say, when Innuendo Bingo royalty like you turns up, we get out only the best clips, and we have that for you today. We've got some great ones.
Honestly, I'm already laughing.
Such an easy player of this game. I love it.
I've got, also, we made an effort with our clothing, of course, so I've got Chef White's on.
Yeah, you look like some kind of naughty surgeon.
Yeah, I look more like a naughty surgeon. But anyway, it's the best we can do.
Are you going to examine me, etc.?
Do you think I could make a good chef? Have I got the attitude for it?
You've probably got the attitude, but that Chef White just wouldn't do, I'm afraid.
No. Why? Why? Why?
Well, it's a bit more of a Chef Grey, isn't it?
Well,
like,
yeah.
It's like it's been washed with your socks.
Right, and do you demand that they are very white in your restaurant?
They're pristine all the time.
Are they?
I'm adamant I want to become a proper chef, Scott. And Tom kindly bought me and you knives.
I know.
I did,
like proper...
Never been... Presented
quality
with a knife,
chef quality knives with our names on.
Small scale, little guy, Samuel Stanisforth manufacturers, beautiful little knives that are all coming out in September.
It's the greatest thing I own, possibly.
Yeah, with your name engraved in it.
So exciting.
You know, on Saturday Kitchen, when you're there and you're bringing out the food and but to skip steps, you have the food already prepared.
Yeah.
And you take it out of the oven and it's already done because you can't wait an hour for it to cook.
No.
That you haven't like cooked really that, have you? I've taken that some runner that's been doing it before.
No, there are home ecs there, but we do see the Saturday Kitchen. You're in at about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, so you do a whole run through of the show beforehand. So the food that you're cooking beforehand is then the one that you use on the live.
Oh, so you do cook it?
Have cooked it? Yeah.
Oh, we thought it was some poor runner like trying to make it look as good as your food.
No, I think that it would fall down a little bit there if you were just getting some like random person to.
That's
cook
right.
It.
Yeah. There is. Yeah. That's why he's Tom Kerridge.
That explains a lot.
Right, get online now. You can watch this on the Radio 1 website, anywhere where you can get to a screen. Let's play Tom Kerridge innuendo bingo. Ready, lads?
Yes,
Chris,
ready.
I can't take you seriously in that outfit, Chris, at all.
It's like I'm a stripper or something.
It is a bit stripperish, yeah. Okay, good. So, water, please, in your mouths, lads.
Cheers,
he's laughing already. First, we're going to ITV's This Morning. Now, Tom, I know things are going really well for you at the moment, but if things do start to go wrong, you could always try what Chef Phil Vickery did on This Morning.
Welcome back. Still to come, X Factor gossip, plus we meet contestant Zoe Devlin.
Also, Phil Vickery gets his pork out.
Straight in Chris's face. Incredible. Obviously, it's not looking that way at the moment, Tom, but you never know. Difficult industry you're in.
Phil Vickery gets his pork out. Oh.
After the break. Okay, more water, please. Got a good feeling about this one today. Now we're going over to the men's weightlifting final. 105 kg. And here is Michaela Breeze telling John Harker what her preferences are.
I don't know, each lifter, I guess, has their own preference. For me, I used to prefer the snatch. Mm-hmm. It was over quicker. It didn't hurt as much.
Ha 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 ha
I've got to say, of all the weightlifting lifts, that's my favourite.
For me, I used to prefer the snatch.
Mm-hmm. It was over quicker. Thank you, Brian, for sending that one in. Cheers, Brian. If you spot an innuendo, remember, email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. And now we're going to Phil Spencer on Secret Agent Down Under. It's Channel 4, of course. Right, before you put your water in, everyone guess, Tom, Chris, how many property shows do you think Phil Spencer's done?
Oh.
What, like series or like complete, just individual?
Individual episodes. Guess.
200.
No, it'd be more Chris. Than that. 2,000.
Well, I've looked into it. Water, please. I've looked into it today, and Phil's done 1,002,974 property shows. And he's still going. Must get quite repetitive. Which may explain why he's using this new approach in Australia.
So while the pools think they're about to view their first slice of Aussie real estate alone, little do they know I'm lying in wait, polishing my act, and about to reveal myself. Oh.
I think you just got a bit bored.
Little do they know, I'm lying in wait, polishing my act, and about to reveal myself.
This is great.
This is a great one. I told you they were good clips. Joe's been on going, what is Stark wearing? They're chef whites.
Kind of. Why does it look weird on me?
It just looks weird. Because you're wearing some, like,
I don't actually think
shorts.
It's a chef white, is it? It looks like a lab coat. It looks like you're
yeah, you look more like one of them...
experiments.
Yeah. Yeah. You look like you're going to do one of those washing powder commercials.
Tom, you could use me to advertise your knives.
Yeah.
I could do the TV stuff.
Or not.
Like this.
Yeah.
Water, please. Water, please. Next, we're going to the Guardian Football Weekly podcast. Oh. And they're talking about Football Manager Chris Houghton.
Houghton.
Okay, pretend that didn't happen then. Water, please. They're talking about Football Manager Chris Houghton. Now, it might not surprise you that I'm rubbish at football, but I think that I would quite respond well to techniques like this.
Would you remember that example of Chris Houghton, who had the benefit of his Norwich team together through an international break, and he drilled them. He drilled them hard until they could barely walk, I believe.
Oh, he's a classic.
Chris Houghton there.
He drilled them hard until they could barely walk, I believe.
More water, please, on Tom Kerridge, innuendo bingo from Radio 1.
That is pre-season training, that.
We're going to Farming Today now on Radio 4, if you get your waters there. Mm-hmm. What's brilliant about that show is they're not afraid to ask the sort of questions you probably would ask your mates in a pub.
It could be the other way around. It could be that their main driver is badgers, or it could be that it's a mixture of the two. So unless you know, your policy for the control of TB is really in an evidence vacuum.
How can you find out from this, though, whether a badger is a giver or a receiver?
There's a thought.
Tom, let it all out if you need to.
I forgot to swallow that one.
You good? Oh, mate. It's a question I often ask myself.
How can you find out from this, though, whether a badger is a giver or a receiver?
In isolation, it sounds weird.
Yes, Mills.
Water, please. Are you okay, Chris? Tom's not. Thank you, Katie, for that one.
Will they be listening to this at Hand and Flowers?
Well, yeah, they'll be listening to this at Hand and Flowers, yeah. Hello, Hand and Flowers.
Hello there. Next, we're going to MasterChef The Professionals. Now, Tom, both Chris and I have been to your restaurant. It is lush. However, we did have a couple of drinks, I'm not going to lie. And I've got to be honest, I can't remember this happening.
I'm excited to welcome them.
We are delivering happiness every lunch and dinner for people, and there is nothing better than that.
You did deliver happiness. You did. I remember that bit.
Happiness is always on my menu.
It is.
Yep.
It's sort of the first thing you see.
Yes.
water, please. Now, we're going to flog it now on BBC One. When you've been in the entertainment industry as long as Paul Martin, the presenter, has. Water. You can be very specific about how you'd like things done.
Let's start at face height. Where would you normally start then? At the bottom and work up, or?
I think we'll start at the top and work our way down.
I'd like to do this without gloves on. I think I'd like to feel it going in.
Oh. Paul Martin there, wattling and daubing. Ho!
Oh my word.
It's a wet one.
It's a very wet one.
Water, please, if you can manage it, please.
This is constant.
Michael Ball now. Oh, actually, should we do Michael Ball or I think dinner date maybe? Because more fitting. Okay, water, please. A classic finally from Dinner Date on ITV. Now, I think we all have guilty pleasures in life that really make us smile. Tom, Chris, I'm not sure if you agree with contestant Natalie.
With any luck, the main course will be one of her favourite things. And Natalie will feel the love with some pork inside her.
And that that was Tom Gerridge. Tom Gerridge, innuendo bingo. Listen how much he loves it. We'll get the video up for you later if you can watch live. Kerridge, you're a legend. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow is New Music Friday. Join us from 6:30. We'll chat with Molly King and Ellie Goulding. Scott Mills.